Hi, Living Life family. Welcome back to our Deeply Rooted season, where we are learning to hear God through faithful Bible interpretation. Today, we will talk about overcoming distractions during our Bible study, because we all face distractions that can interrupt God's voice and make our efforts unfruitful. Does this scenario seem familiar to you? You opened your Bible and your mind is just everywhere. You are reading the words, you can see them on the page, but you're not really there. You're thinking about the email you didn't send, the conversation that didn't go well, or that thing on your to-do list that just keeps resurfacing. And by the time you reach the end of the passage, you couldn't tell anyone what you just read. I think most of us have been there more than we would like to admit. What you're experiencing is very human. Something is simply getting in the way of us hearing God's voice. There's a moment in Luke chapter 10, verse 38 that exemplifies this. Jesus is traveling and a woman named Martha opened a home to him. She's hospitable and generous and she wants everything to be just right. So she gets to work preparing, serving, and making sure the meal is ready. But the sister Mary, she sits down at the feet of Jesus and she listens. Now Martha notices this and she's frustrated. She goes to Jesus and says, "Don't you care that my sister has left me to do all this work alone? Tell her to help me." And Jesus answers her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. There's need for only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her." Here's the thing about Martha. She's not doing something wrong. She's doing something that's genuinely good. She's serving and hosting and caring for the people in her home. But her attention is divided. And Jesus names it clearly. You are worried and distracted by many things. Think about what's happening inside of Martha in this moment. I think she represents something that is more than just a busy woman in the kitchen. When you look closely at the experience, you can actually see three different kinds of noise operating at once. There's the external noise, the task, the responsibilities, the things that genuinely needs doing, like the meal that needs to be prepared. There's real work and real demands. Then there's internal noise, the anxiety behind the busyness. Jesus doesn't just say she's distracted. He says she's worried. There's something underneath the activity, a pressure that she's carrying, a need for things to be done and for things to be done just right. And then there's the relational noise. She's watching her sister and comparing and measuring. Tell her to help me. We also see a bit of resentment here. So we see three kinds of noise and all of them from this one passage. Friends, in any kind of communication, even the clearest message can be missed when there's interference. When the signal is strong but the receiver is blocked, the message doesn't get through. And in this story, the signal is as clear as it can be. Jesus is there, he's in the room and he's speaking, and Martha misses it. Not because she's a bad person or because she doesn't care, but because something is occupying the space where the message was supposed to land. I think about this a lot when it comes to scripture. We can have the right Bible, the right translation or study guides, and still not receive what God is trying to say to us. Because the interference isn't always in the text. Sometimes it's about what we are carrying into that moment. So, I want to ask you something. What is pulling your attention when you come to scripture? What are you carrying into that moment? What's the background noise in your life right now? The thing that's always running, even when you are trying to be still. Is it the external, the fullness of your schedule, the weight of your responsibilities? The sense that you barely carved out time for this and now you're just watching the clock? Or is it internal? Some anxiety that's sitting just below the surface? A worry that you didn't name or a fear that you haven't handed over? Or a situation that keeps surfacing no matter how many times you try to push it down? Or is it relational? Something unresolved with someone, like resentment or comparison or a hurt that is still taking up space? The question isn't always, am I reading scripture? The deeper question is, am I present? Am I actually here? Or am I just physically in the room? In our last episode, we spent time in Psalm 1. The person in Psalm 1 is not rushed or scattered. They're not distracted by many things. They are planted near water, attentive and unhurried. They delight and they linger and meditate, which in Hebrew means to turn something over slowly, savoring and enjoying. And then there's Martha in today's story, who is worried and distracted by many things. The contrast isn't about productivity, it's about posture. One person is present and one person is pulled. But here's the good news. Jesus doesn't shame Martha for being pulled. He names it and he invites her towards something better. So sometimes the issue isn't that God isn't speaking. It is that we are too distracted to receive. This is not about condemnation, but it's about orientation. It names the real problem, our capacity to actually be in the room. When we know the problem, we can take steps to fix it. The good thing is that this is something we can work on. Jesus doesn't shame Martha. He says a name twice, Martha, Martha. There's tenderness in this repetition. He sees and he understands her, and then he redirects her to what matters most. And that's the same posture that he has towards us. You don't need to have a perfect quiet time, and you don't need to arrive at scripture already completely settled. That might never happen. Life is full and our minds wander. What matters is that you begin to notice. Noticing what's pulling your attention and then gently returning again and again. This takes practice and consistency, and it's exactly how formation happens. So why is it important to be aware of and to overcome our distractions? Because God wants to communicate with us. And all of us can hear God's voice, but we have to be intentional about it. I want to give you something very simple and very doable to help you to overcome your distraction. Before you open scripture, just take 60 seconds to do 5 things. First, pause. Just stop. Don't open anything yet. Take a breath, one slow and intentional breath, and then name what is distracting you. Don't push it away. Just name it. I'm carrying this today. Then offer it to God. You don't have to resolve it. Just offer it in the next few minutes. Then you can begin your devotional reading. That's it. What you are doing is creating a little bit of space, clearing some of the interference so that what God has to say actually has somewhere to land. When we engage in scripture with open and attentive hearts, the Holy Spirit can shape us for God's mission to manifest His love to a broken world. Friends, thank you for being here today. And if you've been showing up to scripture and feeling like something is in the way, I hope that this episode gave you a name for it. And more than that, I hope that it gave you a way forward. You don't need to fix your distraction. You just need to notice it, to name it, and to return. God is not frustrated with your wandering mind. He's inviting you towards Himself. Keep returning and trust that even your imperfect presence is received with grace. If this episode spoke to you, please share it with someone who might need it. And come find me on my website at samanthashambu.com and on our social media pages. I'd love to hear if this 1 minute return helped you in any way. Remember, no matter your story, in Christ you are fully known, deeply loved, and you have a divine purpose. Until next time, keep living loved.